Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Nathan and Roel sent me a story out of Wisconsin, and this is a follow-up. We've been tracking the saga of Foxconn in Wisconsin, and this is the story of where the local government courted an overseas corporation and said, if you guys build a big factory here, we'll give you all kinds of tax breaks and incentives. And the hope is that by putting a big factory here and employing lots of people, it'll benefit our economy. Therefore, it makes sense for us to use bait to lure you in. And everyone knows what's going on here. Okay, you build the factory, you hire a bunch of people, everyone's happy. Well, turns out not everyone's happy. In fact, very few people have been made happy by this transaction since it first started going down. And Josh Ziza wrote for The Verge an update on Foxconn telling Wisconsin it never actually promised to build an LCD factory. So originally they were going to build these particular kinds of LCD screens for big TVs, apparently. And as time went by, people said, wait a second, what they appear to be building doesn't look like it could build what they say they're going to build. Is that a problem? And of course, you know, factories like this aren't built overnight. So there have been some people wondering if the company's actually going to follow through with what they promised. And now there's also debate going back and forth as to exactly what was promised. So in October, Wisconsin denied Foxconn subsidies because it had failed to build the LCD factory specified in its contract with the state. By the way, these things are not done in a handshake. There are written agreements that explain exactly who gets what and what you're going to do and what you're promising to whom and by when and so on. So as The Verge reported, it had created a building 1/20th the size of the promised factory and taken out a permit to use it for storage. Also failed to employ anywhere near the number of employees the contract called for. Nevertheless, Foxconn publicly objected to Wisconsin's denial of subsidies. So there apparently were benchmarks. You have to hire this many people, build this kind of a building, do these kind of things, and at each benchmark, presumably, they could get some more subsidies. Somewhere along the line, the state said, look, you're not doing the right things. And the company said, well, we still want our money. So now no one can agree on anything. Documents obtained through a records request show Foxconn's rationale. It doesn't think it was specifically promising to build an LCD factory after all. According to a November 23rd letter to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, Foxconn does not think the factory specified in the contract was actually a material part of the contract. And material is a legal term that means relevant or significant. So once in a while, there'd be something in a contract that's not a key part of the contract. And they're now saying, well, we didn't think the factory was that big of a deal. And the factory specified in the contract was an enormous generation 10.5 LCD fabrication facility. Foxconn wrote, as you confirmed on November 10th, 2020, the only reason the WEDC made the determination that the recipients are ineligible for tax credits is because you believe the recipients have failed to carry out the project. Thus, WEDC's determination of ineligibility is based off its belief that the Generation 10.5 TFT LCD fabrication facility is a material term of the agreement. Rather, Foxconn claims it and the WEDC had a mutual understanding that it would build something more vaguely defined as a transformational and sustainable high-tech manufacturing and technology ecosystem in Wisconsin that brings long-term investment and jobs. However, Foxconn did express openness to amending the contract to allow for more flexibility in what it was building in exchange for lower subsidies. So Wisconsin says, look, we agreed to give you subsidies and so on if you built this factory. And Foxconn's now saying, factory? We thought we were building an environment. We thought we were building an ecosystem. Oh, boy. Foxconn's letter was written in response to repeated requests from WEDC to explain why exactly Foxconn was objecting to WEDC's denial of subsidies. Your notice of objection stated that there are numerous grounds on which the recipients object, but it did not detail what those were, a WEDC lawyer wrote to Foxconn earlier in November. The WEDC is standing by its denial of subsidies. In a letter dated December 4th, the agency wrote that the definition of the project as a particular kind of factory was in fact central to the contract, calling Foxconn's claim that jobs and investment were the only terms that mattered. incomplete and flawed in several respects. It also noted that Foxconn hasn't performed on the jobs or investment part of the contract either. So Foxconn's going, look, we didn't think it was this. We thought it was these two. And the state's going, well, you obviously haven't done that, but you haven't done these two either. So Foxconn also expressed openness to amending the contract. Well, they'd like to amend it now to conform to what they're actually planning on doing. The contract explicitly defined the project as a generation 10.5 LCD factory, and its enormous size and economic impact was the justification for the record-breaking subsidy package Foxconn received. The WEDC pointed out, as it has numerous times before, without a generation 10.5 TFT LCD fabrication facility, there's no justification or consideration for the enormous tax credit incentives or expense to Wisconsin taxpayers. So now they're saying, if you don't do what we thought you were going to do, this wouldn't have made any sense, which is what a lot of people in Wisconsin have been saying since day one. None of this makes any sense. So I suppose if they actually changed course and built a gigantic generation 10.5 TFT LCD fabrication facility and hired thousands and thousands and thousands of people, maybe people go, oh, that makes sense. Until that point in time, most people are going to say, that makes no sense. WEDC ended the letter by reiterating it was open to amending the contract to reflect Foxconn's current plans. There are signs that such an agreement might be close. After claiming the specifics of what it was building were never important, Foxconn added that it does wish to discuss amending the contract to lower the taxpayer liability in exchange for a flexible business environment in Wisconsin. Once again, it's the environment, the business environment. Foxconn has previously expressed interest in such an amendment, only to revert to insisting it was building an LCD factory after all. Such an amendment hinges, as always, on Foxconn telling Wisconsin what it is actually building. In a November 24th email, WEDC CEO Missy Hughes wrote to Foxconn executive Jay Lee, expressing enthusiasm for revising the contract and imploring the company to provide its plans, something the company has refused to do for over a year and a half. So apparently, no one really knows what Foxconn's going to build out there. Some people who signed a big agreement were under the impression that there's going to be some factory that built some big generation 10.5 type screens. They thought that was the case. Then Foxconn built something that was much, much smaller, incapable of building those screens. And when that got pointed out to them, they said, oh, well, we never promised to build those screens. And then they said, well, what about the factory? They said, oh, we never promised to build a factory. And so this is crazy because this was not a handshake. Someplace is a document. And by document, I mean a pile of paper this thick. But someplace is a contract, is an agreement, is a big, thick document that the parties signed that outlines what the obligations are of each side. Here's what we will do. Here's what you will do. Somewhere there is such a contract. If it was written properly, it says right in it, here's what you're going to build, Foxconn, and describes it. Here's how many people you'll hire and by when, describes. And then here's what we'll give you in exchange for that. Money, incentives, tax breaks, what have you. So someplace that document exists. Now, what I just described to you could be written on a napkin. It could be written on the back of a big boy placemat. Okay? Right there. Here's what you'll do. Here's what we'll do. It could be. But to really cover all your bases, it becomes a document this thick. That document, this thick, someplace out there, says specifically what they were supposed to build. And the idea that here we are several years later, and Foxconn is saying, apparently with a straight face, you thought we were going to build a what now? No, we were never going to build that. Now, one of the reasons that you can rightfully make fun of that and say that's not possible that this is going on now is that these stories have been in the news since day one. These stories have been in the news since before the contract was signed. So if you live in Wisconsin, and I know people who do, if you lived in Wisconsin, you'd know that they've been debating this entire time about a factory that Foxconn is going to build. So the idea that they now say, a factory, you say, to build what? Who said that? Does seem absurd. It does seem absurd. But there are people out there who can make these arguments with a straight face for whatever reason. Often they're lawyers being paid to do so. But there should be somebody who knows that contract, that document, where they can open it up and point to a line that says, here's what, and I assure you that it'll say you're building a factory as defined, and then there'll be a definition section that defines what a factory is. Okay, what that factory is. It's defined someplace. It has to be. It has to be. So the idea that they're now saying they never promised to actually build an LCD factory does seem to stretch the credibility somewhat of somebody who's making an argument here. But then again, this entire story has been a train wreck since day one. So The Verge is reporting it, but it's the latest twist in the battle over the plant in Wisconsin and what's been built, what will be built, or what never would have been built. So according to The Verge, Josh Zizer wrote it, Nathan Roll sent it to me. Foxconn tells Wisconsin it never promised to build an LCD factory, but maybe they can work something out. So we'll see. The story continues. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Bad decisions make good stories.